ignition sequence start. Five.
Everything.
Three. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
I'm George Drake Jr.
And I'm Craig Chang. This is Everything Sounds. George, we've both had our share of missteps when it comes to the guitar.
Oh, what, you mean like that one time I took guitar lessons for 3 months and then decided to give up because my guitar teacher said my fingers were too fat to play?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
I mean, I have big mitts. What can I say?
Well, we recently went into Tom Bill's guitar shop to learn more about how he makes guitars.
When I'm sanding, I'm listening to the sound of the sandpaper, which can change a little bit as I remove the wood. It kind of gives me an indicator of when to stop. It's not really a note, but it's actually, I'm listening to the way the wood is responding, I guess. At first, it sounds kind of like a thick piece of wood, and as you bring it down to the optimal thickness, it begins to have more of a voice. It becomes more alive sounding, I would say. Alive might be the best way. It gets a little musical, a little breath into the sound, a little airspace, kind of, too.
Now, Tom's guitars are beautiful, and they're obviously made for very serious players, but there's more to the spectrum than just high-end guitars. There's, of course, the middle-range ones, which are probably the most common, the low-end ones, which are also relatively common, but then there's the beginner guitar. Guitars for those who don't even know where to begin.
Like those guitars for kids that want to learn to play, but they aren't really designed with a kid in mind. They can get overwhelmed or frustrated by the experience. If they aren't ready for a guitar like one of Tom's, where can they start? We ran across someone that had a different idea about kids' guitars.
So I'm Rafael Atijas, and I'm the founder and CEO of Loop Guitars.
We caught up with Rafael on Skype, since he's currently based in Uruguay. Now, before we tell you about his guitars, it's important to understand why they matter to him. He loved music when he was growing up and wanted to learn how to play the guitar desperately, but at age 13, he didn't know the first thing about music. So he tried to make things easier for himself.
So I went for bass guitar because I figured out that it has less strings and you only played one string at a time, so it would be easier and faster for me to play.
He kept at it and eventually played in bands and learned some other instruments. He decided to go with an instrument that was less intimidating for him at first, and eventually felt comfortable enough with his music to move on to other things.
He took his music very seriously in his 20s, but he was also realistic about his opportunities. He decided to go to NYU to pursue his master's degree in integrated marketing. His sister had lived in New York City, so he knew that he'd be comfortable there, despite being pretty far from home.
For most people pursuing master's degrees, obviously there's some sort of capstone project or thesis required at the end of the program, and the integrated marketing program at NYU was no exception.
Basically, we had to choose a venture and we would create a business plan for it. So we had to come up with an idea, something we would like to launch in theory, right? It didn't have to be, of course, a real business.
Initially, he wasn't sure what his business would be. It had to be something he was passionate about since he would be spending so much time researching and preparing the project. And music always seemed like an obvious choice, but he needed to find the right angle.
There was one day that Rafael saw his niece playing a children's guitar. It was then that he realized that the very idea of a children's guitar could be improved. He started thinking about how he might do that, but he had to develop a second idea just for the sake of the project.
We had to come up with two ideas because that was the request from school. And the other idea was simply like to fill in. It was like a social network about whatever. When I came up with the idea about the guitar, I knew that would be the idea that I really wanted to pursue.
Like you mentioned earlier, the idea didn't actually have to turn into a real business for the sake of the assignment, but there was something about the idea that made him want to try. However, he had a few hurdles to get over before it could become a reality. He had never started a business prior to Luge, and he'd actually never built an instrument either.
He worked with industrial designers for about 9 months before they had the actual prototype. After investing time and money into a process, you can imagine the anticipation that built while he was waiting for it to be produced.
But until you have something made out physically, you can't really know how it's going to sound. So realizing that that it had a good sound, that the weight was good, that the balance was good, that kids like it, that was the realization when we, you know, things that we could learn once we had a prototype, but not before that.
The Luge guitar isn't just a smaller or cheaper version of a traditional guitar. It's designed with children and beginners in mind. It's relatively small and has 3 strings instead of 6. And those strings, they're nylon instead of steel, so that they're a little bit more forgiving on the fingers. And one of the most unique aspects of the Luge is that it comes unassembled. This kind of encourages kids and parents to have an activity to share and learn more about the guitar while they're building it together.
Raphael acknowledges that he didn't invent the idea of a 3-string guitar or even guitars for kids, but Luge guitars take a different approach to the other guitars that are already out there. There are already quality 6-string guitars made by bigger companies for younger players, and there are also those lower quality guitars that cost much less for parents. Luge tries to set itself apart by building a well-designed guitar that makes it easy for kids to enjoy making music right away.
I mean, and they are fairly priced too. It's a good thing that parents can choose, you know, from a $30 guitar, that it's obviously not a good guitar, but it doesn't cost that much. So it's a good thing that these guitars exist too. But I also think that it's a good thing that there's some room for, you know, really good quality too. So I know I'm never going to sell as many guitars as one of those $30 guitars that are all over Walmart or whatever, but you know, we really wanted to make things different.
So Raphael had a prototype and a vision, but he still had to find a way to get it out into the marketplace. He was able to get a grant to help out early on, but the best way to move forward was to actually ask others for help. He asked for $15,000 on the crowdfunding website Kickstarter.
Now what you see here is actually a prototype, and now we need your help to go into production and manufacture our first run of guitars. If you think this is a cool project and you would like to see these guitars come to real life, we can make it together. Thank you for stopping by. Cheers!
If you don't know how Kickstarter works, it's a funding platform where people ask for contributions to help make their ideas a reality. If a product reaches a goal, the creator gets to keep the contributions from their backers. If they don't reach the goal, the project isn't funded, and the creator gets nothing.
So, it's all or nothing. And it's great when it works out, but it's a huge setback if the goal isn't reached. That wasn't a problem for Luge. The project was 437% funded. And Craig and I broke out a calculator so you wouldn't have to. It's over $65,000, which you'd think is great news. And it was, for the most part.
Well, obviously it feels great, but you feel also a little bit scared because then you have to fulfill all those orders. So you start crunching numbers again and saying, okay, maybe it was a little bit short, or maybe I should do this or that. But in the end, it works out really well. And the good thing about
from the very beginning, Luge was about doing things differently. And that's why they try to make their business practices as fair and sustainable as possible. Now, it may not always be the easiest way, but it's definitely the most responsible way.
There's 2 ways to source the wood. You can source the wood from, you know, exotic forests that are endangered, or you can source the wood from responsible, you know, places where, you know, they once they harvest the wood, they plant new trees, and it's controlled and it's in a good way. So that's one thing we are doing. Also, our packaging is recycled from cardboard, and we try to, you know, maintain a small structure and be efficient in the way we ship our products and in the way the materials we use. So that's basically it.
Something else that's unique is that they're fairly responsive to customer feedback. There was one time when they were receiving complaints about the difficulty of adjusting the height of the strings on the guitars. So they found some ways to tweak things, and the future versions of the guitars allowed for more flexibility with the string height. After all, the point of the Luge is to give kids and beginners a fast and easy way to start playing.
And they are really happy with their looks, and they're making music, and you know, and they, it's a time, you know how music, it's not only about creativity, but it's also about focus and discipline and, you know, and learning. And, you know, that getting these emails from parents and teachers giving us these good stories, it's obviously very, you know, rewarding for us.
An example of the Luge having an impact on a child was a particular student who had trouble in the classroom. He had difficulty communicating with others and even looking people in the eye. After two lessons with the Luge, his teacher said he was more confident. He was actually able to play a Bob Marley song.
But with the Luge guitar, for some reason, they felt really comfortable, and in, you know, maybe lesson two, they were already playing a Bob Marley song. So those are stories that I really like.
So you think, okay, it's a guitar with three strings. So how does it sound? Well, it's actually good enough that Raphael has played some of his own favorite songs on his own guitars.
And I like to play a lot of White Stripes and Rolling Stones. So if you hear me with a Luge guitar, I'm usually playing either a Seven Nation Army or Wild Horses. So yeah, maybe those two.
Luge guitars are a product of his personal passion for music. And whether he knows it or not, Raphael is giving beginners the same chance that he gave himself all of those years ago. He loved music, and he chose to get started on an instrument that was a little less overwhelming and easier for him to learn. That's exactly what Luge guitars are all about. He wants music lovers to have fun, learn to play the music that they enjoy, and hopefully move on to other instruments. But after they move on, he does hope for one thing.
I never try to overstate the nature of my product. It's just a guitar, but I want it to be a really nice guitar. So I don't want it to be a cheap guitar just because it's a guitar for kids or beginners. I want this to be a guitar that they continue to use, even when they play a real traditional six-string guitar. So that maybe rethinking my answer, that would be that when they start with a Luge guitar and then they go to a full instrument, that they still like to play their Luge guitar once in a while.
You can find links to learn more about Luge guitars at our website, everythingsounds.org. And there you can also find links to our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, among everything else.
Everything Sounds is a part of the Mule Radio Syndicate. Download the Mule Radio app to hear us along with shows like The Broad Experience, SDMR, and The Mixtape. Find out more at muleradio.net.
It's quite a family we have there.
Yes, our podcasting brethren.
Thanks for listening to Everything Sounds. I'm George Drake Jr.
And I'm Craig Shank.